So I just go a few verses behind just to get the clue. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya replied, "I was simply a less intelligent logician. However, by your grace, I have received this opulence of perfection." But for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya continued, "Who is merciful? He has converted a crow into Garuda. Who could be so merciful?" That's Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he dovetailed the impersonal consciousness of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya into a Vaishnav personalist. "In the association of the jackals of logic, I simply continued to bark a resounding bew, bew. Now, from the same mouth, I am chanting the holy names of Krishna and Hari. Whereas I associated with the disciples of logic, all non-devotees, I am now merged in the waves of the nectarian ocean of the association of devotees." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, okay, so this is the verse 185 we'll do today. It's Prabhu Kahe, the one on board. "In this regard, one should consult the discussion between Kapila Deva and Devahuti on the subject matter of devotional service. This is found in Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd canto." So you can go open Srimad Bhagavatam and 3rd canto, I think chapter 26 or 20, you will find the meaning of this verse. Thank you very much. Any question? I'm joking. So, let me glorify Srila Prabhupada. Om Jnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadama Yam Dadati Svapadandikam Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Hare Hare Mukam karoti vachalam pangalam gayate girim. Yat kripa tamaham vande shi guru dinatarinam. By the mercy of the spiritual master, lame men can cross mountains. By the mercy of the spiritual master, blind men can see stars in the sky. And again, by the mercy of the spiritual master, a dumb man like me can speak a few words on Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita today. I offer my humble obeisances to the lotus feet of my spiritual master. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shimati Tamala Krishna Goswamini Tinamine. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shimati Bhakti Vedanda Swamini Tinamine. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine. Nirvishesha Shunnavadi Paskata Desatarine. My humble obeisances to all of you today who came kindly to hear a crow like me, like Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya here says. Bear with me today. And my humble obeisances to all those devotees who are online and around the world, all the Vaishnavas. Vanchakalpadruvyascha kripasindhuvyayvacha patitanam pavanevyo Vaishnavivyo namo nama. Jai. Thus, there is no one within these three worlds save for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is always so willing to increase the glories of the devotees and give them satisfaction. Right, so I picked up something interesting in this Sanskrit. Sukhadite, without looking the board. What does that mean? We all chanted. Sukhadite. Sukha means pleasure, dite. To give, yes. So, this is the mood of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sukhadite. As soon as we surrender, my dear Lord, today I surrender to you. Just like when I go out on books every day, I say, my dear Lord, let me surrender to you for 3 hours, 4 hours, and then I go back to normal afterwards. Actually, we should be surrendering eternally at every moment, whether we are preaching or when we are at home or at the temple, in our comfort zone. We should surrender to Krishna and in a discomfort zone and in the comfort zone, even when we are engaged in sense gratification. Of course, sense gratification for the devotees, it's spiritual. Prasadam, association, reading these books, going to the holy dham, chanting Hare Krishna, worshipping the deities. This is our real sense gratification. So, here Sarvabhuma Bhattacharya, he was very impudent, that's the word. Mayatavatikrama, you know, proud means one who is proud and stepping over the head of someone who is superior. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it's slightly superior than him, or we can say more, much, much more. He's the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he's the Lord Himself. And Bhattacharya could not see that, so he displayed his pride by quoting so much scriptures, Vedanta, and trying to belittle the presence of the Lord. But then Krishna, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, defeated him with a silence. You know, when someone talks too much, you know, you just listen and listen and listen. It's very glorious, actually, more to listen than to speak. Shravanam Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam. Devotional service always starts with listening. So Mahaprabhu is the perfect listener. He listened to him and he purified him. He purified Bhattacharya just by listening to him. And then, of course, Mahaprabhu spoke very little afterwards. But you can actually do great preaching just by listening. When you go out, you know, people, they like to talk, they like to reveal their mind, they like to boast their pride, they like to show you how intelligent they are. They like to express their knowledge. Everybody, you know, this is the proud mentality. They like to, like Prabhupada said, they like prostitute. They like to expose their body, you know. And this is a proud person who likes to expose the knowledge, the beauty, or the wealth, you know. But a humble person, he hides all these things. Even if he's very knowledgeable, he hides it. He doesn't like to use knowledge as a weapon, you know, as a to crush people. Sometimes, you know, I distribute books and I have to listen to people. Hopefully they'll take the book afterwards. I listen to them. You know, whether they are Muslim or Sikh, from Sikh background, and they like to tell me about their life, their stories. And it is devotional service, you know, you're giving their association. You're listening to them with an open mind, and it's good. They feel, you know, someone, there's a perfect listener here. Even my wife, sometimes, one time there was a gentleman, said, you know, even my wife doesn't stand still and listen to me the way you are. You are very well trained. Yeah, we are trained, you know, to listen, just like you're listening today. The Chaitanya Charitamrita. So, Mahaprabhu is the perfect listener. He defeated Bhattacharya just by hearing. But then when Bhattacharya got purified, that's it, he surrendered. And as soon as he surrendered to the Lord, then he understood, you know, I made a fool of myself. And he said, you know, I was barking like a crow. And you turn a crow into a Garuda. This is a previous verse I was just reading. This is the power of Sriman Mahaprabhu. And then not only that, this word, you know, captured my mind. Beautiful. Sukhadite. It's very similar to Bhaktivatsala. It's like one of the most beautiful quality of Lord Krishna, that as soon as we surrender to him, he becomes a servant of his devotee, Bhaktivatsala. He starts not just to become a servant, but to give a pleasure. Sukhadite. He gave a pleasure to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. He made him sitting on the same level like him. Please come, sit next to me. He didn't say, oh, finally you have understood that I am a God, you are a jiva, so therefore your position is down there and my position is up here. So Mahaprabhu is not impudent like that. Said, here is a wonderful soul, and he's glorifying him, and he's saying, you were a devotee in previous lives. It's not by chance you came to Krishna consciousness now and you love Krishna, so much love from previous lives. Mahaprabhu can see everything, the past, present. He can see where you're going in the future. So, and Sukhadite, he gave him pleasure by serving him. And he asked all his associates to bring preparations. You will read a little bit later on. Prasadam. And God himself, he served him different types of beautiful preparation. Now we think, oh, what is prasad? What is a great deal, you know, that God is giving me some food from the hands of God? People, they prefer more to become millionaire. That's the real prasad. Oh, beautiful. Oh, they like to become knowledgeable. That's the prasad they want. Oh, they want to become powerful. Or they want to become renounced. And what is the other opulence I'm missing out? Powerful, we say it. Famous, yes. Everyone. Everyone in this world. We wouldn't be here if we did not desire these things. We wouldn't have a material body if these things, they were not incorporated in our desires. You know, we get up in the morning for self-development. We realize ourselves materially more and more. Why there is education system? Because people, they have to become better than yesterday. Better educated so you can get a better job, so that you can get a better money. And, you know, you buy nice clothes or nice things for the body so that you can look, you know, a little bit more beautiful than yesterday. Or you can, you know, people, they like to give a little bit in charity then because they want to become detached, renounced a little bit. But we are limited on these things. The six opulences of Krishna are granted by Krishna to whom he wants. But this is the kind of prasad, the conditioned soul, they prefer. Not the food from the hands of God. Sometimes I give a little bit of prasad to people. Or I like to feed one homeless person every day. I shouldn't be saying this. It's not a great deed, but you know, it's just a few pounds. You know, by some. I always ask, "Are you hungry?" If they say yes, then I'll buy them a sandwich with a bottle of water or hot drink. Especially now it's cold. I offer it to Krishna and give it to them. So it's nice. It goes nice together with book distribution. But very often they say, "No, I'm not hungry. I want money." For what? I ask them, "But for what? What do you need money for? Do you need some clothes? I can bring for you." You know, sometimes we do. We give clothes to charity, and they said, "No, I just want to buy, you know, some stuff later on for my smoke, you know, for my this, for the rent." They said, "Sometimes I have to pay my rent." If you're down there, homeless, what rent are you paying? But actually, some of them, you know, it's for drugs, for drink. So then you don't give money. Because you are helping them, you know, to go down more and more into the well of Maya. But prasad purifies them. If they are a little bit more intelligent, I give a small book as well. Yeah, read this. Help yourself. Let God help you. Help yourself. You know, read this book. God will tell you what to do. You know, to become stronger, a little bit sick. You know, you're a young man or young lady, younger than me, you can work. I worked all my life, all of you, working. And sometimes you see them so young, you know, and thrown on the road. They're a failure to themselves, to their family, to the society, and it really pains my heart. Of course, some of them, they've got some genuine problem, depression or whatever, some conditions. But there is a way how to help those kind of people. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he helped Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya so much to become a great Vaishnav, you know, and even a Srila Prabhupada gave initiations. Sarvabhuma, your name shall be Sarvabhuma. I have one of my god brother. He's initiate Sarvabhuma Bhattacharya. He can see from impersonalist to personalist to Vaishnava. This is the miracle of Krishna. And a miracle in our lives. Many of us, we were Mayavadi or impersonalist. Sunyavadi, Paschata Desatarine. Prabhupada came here to actually destroy the impersonalism and make all of us personalist, lovers of Krishna. So there is so much we could do to help people with these books. We go out and people, they become personalist. You find, you know, Muslims, impersonalist. Jai Shishi Radha Gopulananda Ki Jai. You find Sikh people who are impersonalist, or Christians, or even a Hindu who are impersonalist, believe it or not. And but these books, they put them on the right mind. You know, they understand who they are, where they come from, what is the purpose of life in this world, and what is our destination, where do we go after we die, who is God. This is the content of these books. It's very simple. The cream, the contents of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, of the Bhagavad Gita, of any small books, Bhashima Bhagavatam, is to understand who we are, what is the purpose of life, and where do I want to go after I die, and who is God, and what is my relationship with God, why am I suffering? Why I've got this body? Why I was born Indian or black or Chinese? Or why was I born Italian? Sometimes I ask myself, maybe because I ate too much pizza and pasta in previous lives. Yam yam papis maram bhavan tajyante ante kalivaram. You know, whatever we think at the time of death, it will determine our future condition. We got the body because we desired it. From previous lives. We are the architect of our future. We can't blame God if we don't like what we have. It's what actually, what do we say? You get what you deserve, not what you desire. We all get what we deserve. It's called karma. Simple. Very simple. Some suffering comes to you today, it's because some karma. Don't be afraid. Devotees, they also suffer. They're not aloof. Demigods, they suffer. So, it's a world, we are in a wrong place. It's a world of suffering. A little bit of sense of gratification, a little bit of enjoyment is there. I remember, you know, I've still got a little bit of point here on my finger, little finger in the door, you know. So much pain, just a little finger. And I was thinking that morning, I had a great realization. Just, you know, little finger in the door and you get great pain. But then, you know, how much pleasure you get from that finger? Zero. Isn't it? You try to enjoy with your finger and zero pleasure. And that's a little finger. What to speak about if you have heart problem or I'm a diabetic also. I do suffer, you know, materially. And a body, it's meant to suffer. It's a place of suffering. Where old age, disease, birth and death, they're all there in this box, in the box of the body. It comes with the body. Everybody, if someone comes to you and says, of course I meet a lot of people, I'm not suffering, I'm happy, I don't need this book, I'm okay, I'm fine. I'm good. I'm happy. But actually, don't believe them. Don't trust them. They're trying to sell you something. Everybody's suffering. Hands up who is not suffering. There is some suffering there every day. Maybe it's on less degree. We know what it is for us. But suffering is it's Krishna. Vishwan, there is a name of God that he comes in the form of pain. Bhagavatam, description of King Puranjan. Prajvara. He comes in the form of fire, pain. And we, as a devotee, we embrace suffering. Why be afraid of it? It's coming to me because it belongs to me. I deserve it. Accept it. Acceptance. Just like Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Eventually, he accepted that he's Lord and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He accepted that he was an ignorant fool, a proud crow. He accepted. As soon as we accept things the way they are, then Krishna, he will stretch himself and gives us prasad. In this case here, he comes as a food, but in our case comes in different way. I go out, I really enjoy distributing books every day. I enjoy it. I used to hate when I first joined. I used to hate book distribution. I say it with a hand on my heart. Didn't like it. But Krishna punished me by giving me the taste. See, he rewards the failure. I was a failure. How can you be against book distribution? It's a sacrilege. You join Krishna consciousness and then you are against Srila Prabhupada's books. Against from... Then might as well you remain a Sunday feast devotee. It's better. If you don't like to preach, then it's okay. Prabhupada still loves you. You still go back home. You just do a little bit of chanting, take prasad, but don't make offenses. You'll go back home, back to Godhead, even if you don't distribute books. Don't worry. Prabhupada is not a Taliban, you know, that unless you distribute my books, I'll kill you. Krishna is all love. Spiritual master is love. So therefore, we're blessed. We're getting prasad every day. Now, I have a little bit of taste. We go out preaching. That's the taste, prasad, given by the Lord. He serves us. He serves the devotee. He becomes the Bhaktivatsala. Now, in the purport, in this regard, one should consult the discussion between Kapila Deva and Devahuti on the subject matter of devotional service. This is found in Srimad Bhagavatam, third canto. I would advise you today, you know, go and open up the third canto. It's very nice, that conversation. And there is a couple of verses, I remember, I wrote it down as a brahmachari. In the conversation between Devahuti, there is one question of Devahuti and the answer of Kapila Dev. The Prabhupada said these are the most two important verses of the conversation. Devahuti is asking exactly what I was talking about. Let me see if you remember. Purusham Prakritim Brahman, because he came as a Brahman, Kapila Dev. Purusham, you're the Adi Purusha, God. Purusham Prakritim Brahman, Navi Munchati Karichit, Anyonya Pashrayatvacha. Nityatvadanayo Prabhu. Sanskrit is so beautiful. I'm not a scholar, but I remember this verse because Prabhupada said one should actually learn by heart. And the answer, actually, the verse says, and then I'll give you the answer afterwards. Verse says, Purusham Prakritim Brahma Navi Munchati Karichit Anyonya Prashrayatva Cha Nityatva Danayo Prabho. My dear Brahman, all the conditioned souls in this world, they are suffering in this Prakriti Brahman, in this material world, material energy, with the body and mind. And how is it possible, the detachment, the separation from this material energy? Because they appear to be eternally bound, chained. Nityatvad anayo prabho. Nityatvad, nityatvada anayo prabho. It means eternally bonded between the soul and the body and the world. That was a good question that Prabhupada said. It's a good, it's the question that the devotee, disciple, should ask his spiritual master. Like Sanatana Goswami, blade of grass. Why am I suffering? How can I become free from suffering? The very first question to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Kapila Muni, he answered very beautifully. Gyanina drishta tattvena vairogyena baliyasat tapo yuktena yogena trivrenatma samadina. Beautiful. Every word has a meaning. Gyanina drishta tattvena, drishta. You fixed your knowledge, living knowledge. Knowledge from what? From these books. Vairagyena baliyasat. With vairagya, strong baliyasat. Bali means strong. You have to be become knowledgeable and strong in your renunciation, vairagya. Vairagyena baliyasat. Tapo yuktena yogena trivrenatma samadina. Tapo, practice some tapasya. And our tapasya is not really austere, isn't it? Taking prasad and getting up early, dancing, chanting, and associating with devotees. It's all cozy, warm, nice, isn't it? If we don't make offenses, actually, it's all very, very relishable, very rasa. It's very tasty. Spiritual life. Tapo yuktena yogena. Practice yoga, bhakti yoga, service to Krishna. Trivrenatma samadina. With the help of these three things, knowledge, vairagya, and tapasya, you can live in samadhi. You can become detached. Samadina. That is your samadhi. So, that's what happened between Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sarvabhuma Bhattacharya. Gave him the samadhi to become Krishna conscious, God conscious. So I'm going to stop here. And anyway, I spoke a little bit about the verse. I didn't speculate, did I? That's my spontaneous. And it's, we got 3 minutes. If you have any questions or any more realizations or anything, please.
Class is still 9 o'clock.
It's up to 9 o'clock. Anyway, we can have some interaction. If you have any questions, we can spend a few more minutes together.
Thanks for the wonderful class.
Yes,
and it's very helpful. So you mentioned that it's very wise questions that the consciousness and the body is very interrelated, means very bounded,
mm-hmm.
and how to come out from that bondage with consciousness and the body. And the Buddhist tradition, they mostly focus on that. Just throughout their life, they just concentrate on these bodily sensations and mm-hmm. try to come out from the raga and dvesha, I mean craving and aversion. So that's their focus. But in our bhakti tradition, we don't focus much on that part. We focus on remembering Krishna so that even though at the time of death, we might not be, we might be bodily consciousness, but still we could remember Krishna.
Good question. I understand where you're going with it.
Thank you.
Now, the process of bhakti yoga and the process given to us is a very lazy process. It's the most simple one. The least complicated. That's why, you know, Buddhist jnanis, you know, the bhavanam janmanam ante jnanam apra, birth after birth, om manushyanam sahasresu, there are many verses in the Bhagavad Gita says, you know, that through knowledge and through a lot of this complicated path, you know, one has to take birth again and again and again. And then he may come to Vasudeva Sarvamiti Samahatma Sudulabha. Sudulabha, that person is very rare after millions of lives through knowledge. But we have a process of bhakti, so which is higher than... I got into Buddhism, you know, after maybe for 8 months, a year. But I could see it was a cul-de-sac, you know, cul-de-sac. When you go, we drive in a road and you don't go anywhere, you have to go back. Does he say cul-de-sac in English? You want that the road takes you somewhere. Nirvana. Punya musika ba. Then, you know, it gives you great realization. You may go to heaven, but then you have to come back again. This is for Buddhists, you know, for jnanis, impersonalists. It's called a sack, really. You don't become liberated. You have to come back again and accept another body. But we have a very simple process. You think of Krishna, you chant Hare Krishna, take prasad. You don't have to become a bookworm, you know. You don't have to be a jnani. You don't have to practice mountains of austerities to detach yourself from the body. You can carry on eating, sleeping, mating and defending as a devotee. Of course, you minimize these activities. And that's it. And the path home back to Godhead is guaranteed. Actually, it was in that room, Prabhupada, Tribhuvanath Prabhu told me a very nice story. Great devotee. He said there were two devotees outside the room arguing. Prabhupada said, you know, just by chanting Hare Krishna, following four regularity principles, you become liberated from the body and you go back home, back to Godhead. And the other one said, no, you have to do service, you have to do this, you have to do that. I do not. So anyway, they stormed in Prabhupada's room and they asked Prabhupada, is it true that you said that just by chanting Hare Krishna and, you know, following the four regularity principles, one can become liberated, go back home, back to Godhead? And Prabhupada said, yes, I will not cheat you. Why would I cheat you? With tears in his eyes. And then he put his head up again. He said, and what to speak for those, besides these two activities of chanting Hare Krishna and following four regularity principles, they, what to speak of those, they, you know, who distribute my books or do some service, do something more. See, something is better than nothing. More is better than something. Sometimes, you know, these philanthropists, you know, these jnani Buddhists, and they lose themselves in translation. They lose themselves into the knowledge. They lose themselves into the practice. And it's they become embroiled, you know, into a big mess. Very difficult to get out. But we are very fortunate because we have a very simple path. It's extremely simple. simple living. What do we say? High thinking, simple living. It's the process of bhakti. It's very, even a child, Prabhupada many times, even a child could do it. And he, back home, back to Godhead is guaranteed if you follow this simple process. Does it make sense? Then you don't have to worry if you're still in the body and attached or whatever. Attachments, yeah. Is it natural where we are attached to the families and children? Everybody. I am also attached. Anything else? Yes. Prayojana Prabhu.
Something I may have mentioned before. It's from the Sri Krishna Namastakam. And I found out who that's by, actually, because I didn't know who it was by. I thought it was Bhaktivinoda Thakur, but it's Rupa Goswami and Raghunath Das Goswami, the two. It says like this. I'll just read the translation. O dear holy name, O beloved form of Krishna in sound, out of your causeless mercy, the devotees who take shelter of your lotus feet, through constant chanting of your names, they are even saved from destruction of offences against the holy name. You are manifest as the personal form of concentrated transcendental ecstasy. You are personally the form of transcendental happiness and a daily festival for the residents of Gokula, Vrindavan Dham. You are full of transcendental glory and eternal bliss, and through which you manifest through nectarian loving exchanges with your devotees. Therefore, dear holy name, Krishna, I offer again and again my respectful obeisances unto your lotus feet.
Beautiful.
It is very beautiful, isn't it?
Very beautiful, yes. Yeah. Thank you. We should take that, put it in our pocket, yeah. And go away and meditate on it.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. So we will stop here. Is that okay? Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna.